Welcome to Decoding Society. I'm your host, Harp. Today we're going to be talking about something that sounds like magic. Amazon figuring out what you're going to buy before you even know you want it. It's called anticipatory shipping, and it's changing how we shop and get our stuff. Imagine this. You're thinking about getting a new pair of sneakers. Before you click buy, Amazon has already started to get those shoes ready to ship to you. Sounds crazy, right? But that's exactly what Amazon is working on within shipping. Let's break this down. Anticipatory shipping is when Amazon guesses what you might buy and gets it ready to ship before you actually buy it. It's like they have a crystal ball that tells them what you want. Now, you might be wondering, Harp, how on earth would Amazon know what I want to buy before I do? Well, it's not magic. It's all about data. Lots and lots of data. Think about all the things that Amazon knows about you. They know what you've bought before. They know what you've looked at on their website. They know where you live. They even know what time of day you go to the bathroom. Amazon takes all this information and uses it to make really good guesses about what you might want to buy next. It's kind of like how weather forecasters predict the weather. They look at a lot of information, like temperature, wind patterns, cloud formations, to guess what the weather will be like tomorrow. Amazon does the same thing, but instead of predicting rain or shine, they're predicting what you might want to buy. Now, here's something to think about. Is it cool or kind of creepy that a company can predict what we want? On one hand, it's super convenient. You get your stuff faster. But on the other hand, it might feel like Amazon knows us a little too. Amazon uses a lot of information to guess what people will buy. Your business can do something similar. I suggest you start keeping track of what your customers buy and when they buy. Look for patterns. Do people buy a certain type of thing at certain times of the year? Do some products often get bought together? This information will help you plan better. For example, if you're a small bakery and notice that more people buy cupcakes on Fridays, you could make extra cupcakes on Thursday night. It's like you're anticipating what your customers want. Let's talk about how anticipatory shipping actually works. Amazon doesn't ship the item all the way to your house before you buy it. That would be too risky. They might move items to warehouses closer to where they think people will buy them. For example, let's say Amazon notices that a lot of people in New York start buying beach toys in May, right before summer. They might move a bunch of beach balls, sand toys, and pool floats to their warehouse near New York in April. That way, when people start ordering these things, they're already there and can be delivered super fast. It's pretty amazing when you think about it. Amazon is basically trying to see in the future. But instead of using a magic 8-ball, they're using really smart computers and a lot of information about what people buy. Anticipatory shipping is all about getting things faster to customers. How can your business be faster? Maybe you could have your most popular items ready to go, or so when somebody buys it, you can send it right away. Or if you're a service business, have common paperwork filled out in advance. Now, you might be thinking, but what if Amazon guesses wrong? What if they send something to the warehouse and nobody buys it? That's a great question. Amazon has thought about this too. If they guess wrong, they can always move the items to another warehouse where people are buying them. Or they might offer a special deal to encourage people to buy those items in that area. This brings up an interesting point. Could Amazon's guesses about what we'll actually buy change what we end up buying? If they move a bunch of beach toys close to us and then show us ads for those toys, we might be more likely to buy them. It's like Amazon is not just predicting the future, but also shaping it. Let's think about how anticipatory shipping might change how we shop. Right now, when we want something, we go online, we find it, we buy it. Then we wait for it to arrive. But with anticipatory shipping, the waiting part might get a lot shorter. In some cases, you might order something and get it the very same day. This could be really helpful in some situations. Imagine you forgot to buy a present for your mom's birthday, and it's tomorrow. With anticipatory shipping, Amazon might have found the perfect gift at a nearby warehouse, ready to get to you super fast. Crisis averted once again, but there's another side to this. When we can get things so quickly and easily, we might be buying more stuff than we really need. It's important to think about whether we really want or need something before we buy it, even if it can get to us very fast. Now, let's talk about how anticipatory shipping might affect small businesses. If Amazon can get stuff to people super fast, it might be hard for smaller stores to compete. This is something we need to think about as a society. We want things to be convenient, but we also want to make sure that small businesses can survive and do well. Anticipatory shipping or delivery is very important for your business too. When you're trying to guess what your customers want, you might be wrong sometimes, and that's okay. Just have a plan for what to do when that happens. Maybe you could have a quick sale or find a creative way to use those extra items. Here's an idea could anticipatory shipping actually help the environment? If Amazon can predict what people in an area will buy, they can send big trucks full of those items to local warehouses. This might be better for the environment than sending a lot of small packages to individual houses. But it is complicated, and scientists are still studying whether this is true or not. Let's think about how anticipatory shipping might change the future. Right now, Amazon is using information about what we've bought before and what we've looked at on their website to predict what we might want next. For example, what if Amazon could look at your calendar and see that you have a beach trip planned in the middle of June? They could guess that you'll need sunscreen and a new swimsuit. Or what if they guess that it's going to rain all week where you live? They might predict that you want to buy some movies or a new board game to play inside. This might sound cool, but it also brings up some very important questions about privacy. How much information are we comfortable sharing with companies like Amazon? Where do we draw the line between convenience and privacy? As anticipatory shipping gets better and better, it might change how we think about shopping. Instead of us going out to find the things we want, the things might just start coming to us before we even know we want them. This could save us time and make our lives easier, but it might also make us rely on big companies like Amazon to decide what we want and need. Let's take a moment to imagine what shopping might be like in the future if anticipatory shipping becomes really advanced. You might wake up in the morning and find a package at your door with exactly what you need for the day. Maybe a new umbrella because it's supposed to rain, or ingredients for a recipe you were thinking about trying. You didn't order these things. Amazon knew you'd want them. This might sound convenient, but it also raises some big questions. Would we lose the fun of discovering new things for ourselves? Would we become too dependent on companies to decide what we need? These are important things to think about as technology keeps advancing. Now, let's talk about how anticipatory shipping might affect jobs. On one hand, it might create new jobs. Amazon would need more people to work in warehouses and deliver packages. They'd also need more people who are good with computers to help predict what people will buy. But on the other hand, it might also mean fewer jobs at traditional stores. If more people buy things online and get them delivered quickly, they might not go to stores as much. This means fewer jobs for store clerks and salespeople. As we wrap up, let's think about a new concept to use in your business. Anticipatory customer service. Instead of waiting for customers to have problems, try to guess what problems they might have and solve them in advance. If you sell computers, you could send out tips for keeping them running well before customers even have issues. Here's a thing to think about. As technology keeps getting better at predicting what we want, do we lose something important? Maybe part of being human is not always knowing what we want, changing our mind, or discovering new things by chance. Remember, just because we can do something with technology doesn't mean we should. It's up to all of us to think about how we want to use new technologies like anticipatory shipping. We need to balance the benefits, like getting things quickly and easily, with the potential downsides, like privacy concerns or becoming too dependent on big companies. As we go forward, it's important to stay curious and keep asking questions. How is technology changing the way we shop, the way we work, and the way we live? These are big questions without easy answers, but they're important for all of us to think about. Remember, the goal is to make things easier and better for your customers. Thinking ahead and using information properly, you can give your customers a great experience. This can make them want to come back to your business over and over again. So the next time you get a package from Amazon or see an ad for something you were just thinking about buying, remember, there's a lot of complex technology and decision-making happening behind the scene. It's pretty amazing, but it's also worth thinking about critically. This is Harp from Decoding Society, reminding you that the future is being shaped right now. With every click, every purchase, and every delivery. Stay curious, stay thoughtful, and remember, you have the power to decide how technology fits into your life. Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep decoding the world around you.